Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, April 5th, 2019. On this day in 1621, the Mayflower set sail from Plymouth, Massachusetts on a return trip to England. Bad news for tens of thousands of Berlin S-Bahn customers. From Monday on, Ringbahn service between Greifswalder Straße and Schönhauser Allee stations will be completely suspended. For 6 weeks, passengers will have to switch to rail replacement services or look for an alternative. According to a statement by the Deutsche Bahn on Wednesday, a substitute bus service will be operating. From April 15th to 29th, the section between the Schönhauser Allee and Gesundbrunnen stations will also be closed. The lines affected by the construction work are the S41, 42, 47, 26, 8, 85, and the S9. With around 160,000 passengers a day, the Eastern Ringbahn is considered one of the most heavily used rail connections in Berlin. At peak times, trains cross at intervals of only 3 minutes, which were last renewed in the mid-1980s. Project manager Ulrich Burkhardt said on Wednesday, quote, "The tracks are at the end of their useful life. We have no choice. We have to replace them now." Over a length of 7.5 kilometers, not only the rails and switches for the urban and long-distance railways will be replaced, but also power supplies and signaling technology will be renewed. Noisy work is to be carried out during the day so as to not place such a heavy burden on local residents. According to those responsible for the railways, at night, only building materials will be transported in and out. However, this method of working prolongs the closure. S-Bahn and regional trains will not be able to travel along the Eastern Ring again until May 20th. Deutsche Bahn expects around 6,400 construction sites in Berlin and Brandenburg this year, the costs amounting to 522 million euros. For a complete list of closures, alternative routes, and transport methods, please follow the link in our show notes. As reported earlier by Berlin Briefing, 27 new wood-constructed kindergartens, or Holzkitas, with 3,300 places were to be built particularly rapidly in Berlin. Throughout Europe, 30 construction companies initially showed interest in doing the building, and the Senate Department for Urban Development negotiated with 6 of them. But in the end, despite an extension of the deadline, none of the companies even made an offer, which is not good news for a city that so desperately needs more daycare places. After this setback, Urban Development Senator Katrin Lomscher of the Left is now starting a second attempt. Lomscher's spokeswoman Katrin Diedl announced on Wednesday at the request of the Berliner Zeitung that, quote, "The service description is currently being revised and is expected to be published at the end of April, nationally and EU-wide. The Senate will also draw its lessons from the first failed procedure. If a maximum of 2 companies had been awarded the contract at that time, according to the Berliner Zeitung, 4 construction companies would probably now be able to be commissioned to build the 27 modular Kita buildings, or MOKIBs. And there will be further changes. The first tender had still required suitability criteria, including companies having at least 3 completed references in the past 3 years in wood or wood hybrid construction, plus prove a total annual turnover of at least 15 million euros. These requirements almost totally excluded the regional construction industry. According to spokeswoman Lomscher, the volume mentioned before is to be reduced and performance and suitability criteria will be adjusted. The changes accommodate the Berlin Chamber of Architects, which had warned against considerable financial risks if the construction of the daycare centers were to be entrusted to only 1 company. However, in view of the general construction boom, the order books of many companies are full anyway. In addition, companies are shying away from bureaucratic procurement guidelines for public construction projects. Kitas are planned for 60, 120, or 150 children throughout Berlin. According to the Senate, the first buildings will be completed only a few months after the end of the third quarter of 2020. Buildings with wood construction can be erected quicker and are particularly ecological. In addition, delivery is easier and the construction site itself is less polluting. At Malsdorf, a secondary school in timber construction is currently being built. Meanwhile, the Greens are demanding solar systems on all new school buildings. More than 35,000 participants from 116 nations will take part in the half marathon on Sunday. According to the weather forecast, it will be a warm 16 degrees with no rain predicted. 100,000 spectators are expected, and over 40 live bands will encourage the runners toward the finish line. Unlike in previous years, the half marathon will not start at Karl Marx Allee, but will start and finish in the immediate vicinity of the Brandenburg Gate and the Siegessäule for the first time. The reason for the relocation is the planned renovation of Karl Marx Allee. Follow the link in our show notes for a map of the route and the Berlin Half Marathon weekend schedule of events. In the morning after Monday's 24-hour-long BVAUGI strike, several U-Bahn lines had to be canceled or were running with fewer cars than usual. The reason? Vandals had taken advantage of the standstill and caused considerable graffiti damage to 140 cars. This means that one-tenth of the entire fleet was affected by attacks. In order to limit the number of breakdowns, the BVAUGI nevertheless used 65 of the tagged wagons on Tuesday morning. According to BVAUGI spokesman Janis Schwentu, this was not possible for the remaining 75 wagons for reasons of operational safety. For example, a carriage can no longer run if lights or windows are painted over. These vehicles will now have to be cleaned in a workshop, but the capacity for graffiti removal is limited. However, the failures did not come as a surprise. The graffiti scene had already announced in social networks on the weekend before the strike that it wanted to use the long standstill of the underground trains for targeted actions. The Verdi trade union on Tuesday distanced itself from the attacks that damaged public property and put the responsibility on the BVAUGI management because it did not put an emergency service agreement into effect. If it had been used, security forces could have been deployed to guard underground railways during the strike. The BVAUGI leadership claims that the incidents were not due to a lack of security personnel, but due to the length of the strike. A total of 150 employees of an external service provider were deployed, in addition to the police and employees of the BVAUGI's own security service, who did not take part in the strike. Vandalism and graffiti damage have been a major problem in Berlin's public transport system for many years. BVAUGI and S-Bahn have to spend around 10 million euros each year on repairing the damage. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.